Midday Joy.
So it is Midday Joy with myself, Andy Magondwana. And right now, I am not alone. I'm joined by the poet, singer, songwriter, beadwork artist, activist, producer, Twitter bulldog, Pimville Soweto's own.
That's right, baby.
Tiki Mazwai, welcome to Midday Joy.
Hi, Andy. It is. I'm not going to call you Andy, obvious. Because of my consciousness background.
Yeah.
But that's Andy, Molo Andy.
You know, my name was actually originally Endy, E-N-D-Y.
Oh,
because
really?
I was named after Usis Wendy, which was my aunt. And but then when we did IDs, we changed it to Andy. It was a mess. I just wanted to leave Home Affairs. Okay,
so you're telling me no Ndingumlungu
Nziki. Okay, for sure.
Is that what you're actually
drag
saying to me? You're like, no Nziki, it's not Andy.
You can be a bulldog on Twitter. Leave me, okay. Listen, Nziki, I mean, this whole conversation actually came to be from you just listening to Midday Joy. Tweeting yes. that you love the show, and we're like, hey, why don't we have Nziki on the show?
You know,
I'm so glad that you actually honored the invitation. So
thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations on your new gig.
I mean, it's not a new gig. I'm standing in, girl. Don't do that.
Well, I'm putting it out there. We're happy for you and beautiful work.
Thank you. Really thank you. Work. Speaking of names, your name, Nontsikelelo, carries so much weight.
Yes.
Who named you?
I'm actually named after my great-grandmother.
Really?
Yes. Long story. But Nontsikelelo and Daniel gave birth to my grandmother, Dosana, who gave birth to my father, Tami, and then there's me. So I'm named after the great-grandmother. She was an entrepreneur as well.
Sure.
She had a laundry business and Naitama Queen and stuff, so very entrepreneurial.
Mm.
Apparently on DSTV, they use her house quite a lot.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes, there's a house that they always show using on multi-choice on DSTV.
That's
and
insane.
That's our house.
So sure.
That's who I'm named after. Really
what a legacy, strongly. Hey?
Beautiful legacy. I love the entrepreneur stuff because it made me make sense to myself.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we grow up being taught and socialized that you have to have a 9-to-5, you're studying to become a. Even now, I still get confused when they're like, "What doesn't Nziki do?" And I'm just like, "Guys, weren't you supposed to just get your talents and then make your talents make
right?
money for you? Isn't that how you're supposed to live
sure.
your life?" So I'm grateful that I've got that backup to be like, "No, well, I've come from a line of people who chose something to do and were business people and." So, yeah.
And went with their talents and their gifts.
Exactly. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what they're not teaching the black child.
Yeah.
They're teaching the black child how to be a, how to look for work. They don't teach the child to create work for themselves.
Sure.
And I think that's what contributes to the depression and the frustration. So I'm always encouraging people to be like, do you, whatever you're good at can bring you money. And people must stop thinking that you need to be some mega rich mom kize, so mizi, big star.
Why not?
No way. The thing is that the world is huge.
Yeah.
If you just need to find your little corner that's going to, your little gig that's going to put a roof over your head and food on your table, you don't need a Maserati.
We don't operate in the same purpose. You know, all our purposes are different
it's
and we
true.
Operate in our own niches.
It's true.
So right.
However, no, I still disagree. However, I still think that the materialistic approach that black people are going with is what's making us feel so not finding ourselves. That's why we don't have anything that we can point to that we've built that is ours. You know, we keep buying expensive cars or expensive alcohol to make ourselves more than we are, but it actually comes back to the fact that actually, guys, you don't need to do this thing that you're seeing on TV.
You can just
be yourself.
So on your ID, it's Nontsikelelo. There on social media, we know you as Nziki. At home, what's your nickname? What do they call you?
Nziklanzik.
Nziklanzik. Wait, where does that come from?
Nziklanzik, that's always been my nickname since I was young. My parents, it was Dance La Dance, Nziklanzik, and Sai Sai. Those are the three Maswai girls.
Sai Sai.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Listen, you're a middle child, right?
I'm a middle child.
You know, it makes so much sense now that we know that you're a middle child. Do you think your middle child status
is the contributing factor
right, to you
to
being
the problematic?
I would say, but just outspoken, just feeling the need to just balance things.
You know, it's interesting because you guys brought up this conversation and I had never really thought about it. You guys were saying that as the middle child, you always have to accommodate
yes.
everybody.
And finding the balance between everything, yes.
Have I been that? Well, I just know that I guess by skelem, and I'm just going to say what I feel. I'm quite comfortable in the middle position, I think. Yeah. I like having an older sister because then I don't have to take
the cushion
responsibility.
As well.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Whenever like big things happen, I just forward to tell someone.
I see responsibility,
you know?
I would like to decline.
You know what I'm saying? Then there's my younger sibling, and it's just, then I know how to be a big sister also. So I know how to be a little sister, I know how to be a big sister.
I love that.
So it balances me out. So
as
I suppose
human.
You do learn how to
accommodate and find your niche. I like that. Let's talk about Twitter. Okay. What is it that you enjoy about Twitter?
I like the engagement. Mm-hmm. I like that a whole bunch of people with different points of view can come together and put the points of views down. Mm. The one thing that annoys me is that people get a little bit too personal and they haven't figured out that you can disagree with people and still like them, you know? And it's okay. We don't have to see things the same way. It's a big world. So I enjoy the fact that it's a big world because it also helps me open my mind. Mm. When I don't understand something, I'll be like, no, but it's like this. And someone else is like, no, Nziki, actually it's like this. So it makes my mind expand.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about it. The fact that it's just such an array of different personalities and different feelings. And, you know, just as you just need to learn how to navigate and follow
and
the
find
right
your
people
way,
and block the people you don't need in your
space.
Come
on, blockity-block.
Blockity-block, baby. Blockity-block.
I mean, also, you're not a stranger to, you know, the Twitter storm, which is, you know, once you do or say something that is perceived to be wrong, people come at you from every single angle.
Yes.
Who is the person that calls you first when you are trending on Twitter to either say, delete your tweet, or are you okay? Who's
usually the first person
who calls you?
I am so independent.
Really?
I am so... My thing
that
is social...
That little child, eh?
I'm so... I don't need... When I started my social media account, it was never about friends and family.
Yeah.
Even like on Facebook, I get annoyed when people I know in real life come into my social media space because then I have to like...
Navigate.
Yeah, you know? I created my social media account so that we unpack uncomfortable conversations. So I know that it's going to come with backlash and it doesn't traumatize me on the level that you guys think it traumatizes me on, because it's part of my calling. If people can hear my voice, it means that I need to use the voice and put aside my ego, put aside my fear of being rejected, you know, because I know that if the voice is loud, the voice must be used. Forget Nziki. Forget Nonzikelelo. What conversations can we bring to the table that are going to move around and shift how people think and how black people especially see themselves?
I'm wondering, because, I mean, people are on Twitter.
We mustn't be too serious, Andy.
No, I'm just trying to play this out.
Okay, fine.
So, you know, a lot of people always have the smoke for you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Do they have the same smoke for you when you are when they see you in person?
When I walked in here.
Yeah.
I agree, did you have the same smoke?
No.
Exactly. It's exactly
no, but I've never
same.
Had the smoke for you either on Twitter
have
either.
You never?
No.
Okay, fine.
I just observe and then okay. That's what, but also like, that's just me on social media anyway.
Nah. I'm an energy person.
Yeah.
And I've got lots of, I don't mean to brag.
Brag on, girl.
I don't mean to brag, but I've really got beautiful energy. Like, you know, some people are pretty or some people have got nice bodies or people are different, gifted in different ways.
Yeah.
My gift is energy.
Sure.
So when I come into a space, you can feel me and I shake things up and I make people excited. I inspire people. So you can't bring that same, Twitter's not real life. You can't bring that energy into my real life. I'm just like, I'd be like, you're crazy. You'd also feel like you're crazy. So many people have come up and then bapelela umboya. They're just like, ah, you're like this.
Like, oh, I didn't sound like I was going to do it.
Yes, exactly. Bapelela umboya.
Play this out.
Ta-da, hello. You know? So it's a really fascinating existence to be like, okay, they think they hate me, but in real life, they actually really love me. So you guys figure it out, but I'm cool.
You know what? You're a wordsmith on Twitter. You're a wordsmith just being a poet yourself. But then you went on a whole nother level and you went and got yourself a whole master's.
Baby.
In creative writing.
Baby.
A cum laude at that.
Baby.
First of all, what prompted you to even attempt such things?
You know what, ne? I'll tell you the truth, Andy. I know I talk too much.
Yeah.
I know I'm problematic. So I know that I've got to have things to back me up.
Yeah.
So I move in my journey knowing that, Nziki, like, back it up. So I've actually got lots and lots. I study all the time.
Mm.
Like, just last year, I did a course in the music business.
Then oh,
I
wow.
did. I know.
Girl.
Then I did another course in, because I've got an NGO. So
nice.
I'm managing the NGO and stuff with Vids Business School. So I'm always, I'm an academic. I want you. I know that in the end, I'm going to end up a professor and teaching children. And I know I'm a teacher.
Got you.
So I back it up. It's just that I'm still young and I can still be feisty and naughty and throw it around. You know what I'm saying? But I know that I'm a teacher.
I love that. So your dad is also a doctor, Dr. Tamsang.
I am a doctor myself.
Come on.
Soon.
Are you also, I was about to ask, do you want to also get into the PhD level?
I'm going to get into the PhD level, but I was also speaking about spiritually.
Oh, I see.
Because we should not undermine isintu sethu is another thing for me.
Mm.
So I've been on my spiritual journey, maybe it's almost 3 years now. Yeah. The thing is, you can't actually put numbers to it because Ukthwasa is a process of self-discovery.
Mm.
So you're never going to find yourself in 3 months or whatever. So for me, that's the doctorate I'm chasing.
Got you.
Because I know this one I'm definitely going to get.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I already got my master's. I'm definitely going to get this. You know what I'm saying?
I'm smart.
Like, guys, stop comparing me with these people. I mean, really.
Oh, man, I love it. So wait, what prompted you to begin that spiritual journey?
Because it's also part of the Twitter stuff. I just thought it was so weird that I can tweet and shake up the whole country.
Oh,
I just thought this is not a normal thing.
Mm.
I thought everybody else is tweeting and I'm the only one whose tweets actually shake people up, piss people off.
Mm.
Then there's national discourse and then there's a dialogue. So I was like, okay, this must be a spiritual gift on some level.
Yeah.
So that was one of the signs. I mean, when I started my beadwork when I was 20.
Wow.
So we should have known back then.
Yes, when that I was just tied really, into it.
You
yes.
know, when I was this young kid in the early 2000s when it wasn't cool to be a sangoma or into beads and stuff, but there I was right immersed in my beadwork.
Mm.
So it's been and then the dreams, obviously, and then you start realizing that, oh my gosh, all these blogs I've been writing actually have been like prophecies.
Yeah.
They throw forward and then people come and then later on people are like, oh shit, Nziki actually talked about this.
Memoir, you swear, I'm trying to keep this job.
Oh my heaven.
At least I know you're comfortable. Okay, good. Carry on.
I have such a foul mouth, by the way. Like
You've done good so far. You've got about 20 minutes. Okay. Carry on, Nziki. My heart.
For someone who's a writer, I swear my vocab is so limited. It has so many ifs and s's.
That's hilarious. So you know what? Now that you're actually speaking about, you know, spiritual gifts, there's an analogy my dad always used to use is that, you know, when a baby is born, they're born with their fists clenched because God is, them carrying their gifts and their blessings.
Yes.
Now that you are in your 40s,
yes.
What do you think your legacy is and what you were brought here on this earth to do?
I was brought here to be a voice for women, to protect women.
Mm.
I know that I've caused a lot of rubbish, but the lot of rubbish has created this space safe and created jobs for people.
Mm.
So,
you're welcome.
For women. What's up, Tanda Tabuki?
Is that?
Yeah, Daya,
is
Daya,
that
Daya, so I'm just saying. Go to ad break.
Let's go to a song, Charles. Sitting here with thee, Nziki Mazwai. Nziki.
Andy.
41 years old.
Yes, baby.
Do you feel the difference?
Do I look 41?
Okay. Like, where's the bars?
Let's stop there, please. Don't be shy.
I mean, listen, honey. You look a little younger than me. Also, I was so surprised as to how much shorter you were in person.
I know.
In my mind, I thought you were this tall Amazon goddess.
Excuse me, I am.
Yeah. Okay, so
and then this little Shrek walks in.
Not a Shrek. No, girl, don't do that, honey. So
you know,
let's
people
talk
always
about
say
the,
that. They always like, you're so much smaller than all this stuff you're creating.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, oh my God, guys, listen, I've got a lot to say.
I mean, Dynamo comes in small packages.
You know what I'm saying? It like, what do you want from me?
So 20s and Ziggy versus 30s and Ziggy versus now 40s and Ziggy.
Oh, wow.
What's the difference? Let's start in the 20s chapter.
Okay, 20s and Ziggy. What I loved most about my 20s was the hustle.
Mm.
I was very focused and just missioning. 30s and Ziggy was healing.
Yeah.
So dealing with the trauma, going back within.
Mm.
40s and Ziggy is coming out that shell.
Mm.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful, amazing time.
Yeah.
I can't even explain what I'm going through. Like, no one, like... about everything.
Bangisa
my court. I'm like, okay, so I'm a Winnie Mandela outfit. You know, I'm just in a good space. Nothing can take me down at the moment. That's where I'm at.
You are anchored.
Whether, like, I'm falling or what, or I lose or what, agnanda. I'm just like, as in, you can't take my joy.
Yeah.
You can drag me all over, so make me seem like I'm some reckless idiot. Oksalayo. My joy is mine, and I have not given you permission to take it.
Oh, that's a quote. My joy is mine.
And I have not given you permission to take it.
Hectic. Take a listen to this.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Hello.
And to your girl, Ntikiza. Listen, girl, please keep up with the good work. I love your energy. I love your bubbliness. It's just so contagious. I'm just bubbling. I just love your the conversation that you're having with Ntiki. I love you, girl.
Oh, I love that.
Hi, Andy. This is Vezi. I follow her on Twitter. I love her so much. I've never met her, but oh, the conversations that she writes about, I resonate so much. Like, she's such a big sister, and she has managed to really conscientize me in terms of that hair debate and just being conscious of being a black sister. So I'd really love to meet her one day. Fingers crossed. I love
one
you, girl.
Day it will happen.
After school is after school,
after
baby.
School is after, after school.
And I always say to people, I'm so accessible. I'm always in the streets. I'm always in the general access.
She's like general access.
Properly. Like, I'm that girl. You won't find
you
me
you are VIP. Within the people.
I'm inside the people.
I
so
love that.
Very accessible. But guys, when I'm dancing on the dance floor, please leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's the only time where I'm just like, no.
It's my time.
It's my, like when I'm dancing, that's when I'm just like, no, wait. I'll do the selfie after.
I'll be back.
Or eating. Eating and dancing. Please respect those moments, guys. I love you. I have lots of energy and I love the interaction.
Yeah.
I said earlier on in my tweets, I was like, I love it when our energies collide.
Yes.
Because I got a spiritual gift, I can feel all that chemistry with people. Like, even when they're sending these WhatsApps, I'm getting goosebumps because I can connect to the energy. I'm thankful.
I mean, listen, you're a poet and you know it, and we know it as well. And we can't have you in here without you.
They said I'm
us.
A failed poet, though.
Oh, Charles.
I know, it's
that?
A lot
who
to
has
deal
said
with.
That?
It is that my lemma, boy.
Well, here's your time to prove that you're not failed, okay?
You,
because
you're
wrong,
man.
So I'm going to give you the floor. Please give us the iconic rendition of Orongo.
I know, you guys. Oh, gosh. Okay. Hey, the song that won't die, but thank you. You know, we got royalties from Somro the other day, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Orongo was still paying me, guys.
Well,
thank
it's,
you.
It's definitely right for something.
Thank you. Okay. Wash me over gentle waters, help me follow my stream in this ocean of life. Fish coming in different species, another one of life's lessons, and at times my blessings seem few and far between. All these politics I'm sandwiched in between, yet the twins, good and bad, never cease to exist. My eyes are salty from the fear of swimming alone, though heroes are born in adversity. Heroes are born in adversity. Mm. My heart skips a beat. My heart skips a beat. For what it's worth, I thought I should write you this letter. Maybe it might make me feel a bit better than this ball of destruction you were busy constructing in my mind while all the while I thought you were kind. Mm. And yet I feel it again, this discomfort, this could it be you that is bringing the breakdown and the showdown of the rising of this queen? With rains of infinite passion, you drown me in just after the lesson on how I could be a better person. My heart skips a beat. My heart skips a beat. My heart skips a beat, and it's telling me, orongo. I orongo.
Tiki Mazwai. Listen, we're not done with you. Stick around, okay? Oh yes, it is Midday Joy here on Kaya 959. I'm Andy Matgondwana, sitting here with the Tiki Mazwai. Are you still fine?
I'm fine. I just thought I must behave myself. So... As we say,
I will drop the mic, but I still have 10 minutes of a show. Hectic minutes. I should have known.
Hectic.
Okay.
They said on Twitter you've been teasing me.
Wow. Okay. Ntsiki.
Andy.
You know we are on the streets.
We are on the streets.
And the streets are saying that Osema Tandwini.
Oh my God, no.
Look
guys.
At her blushing. Huh? No. Semarindi.
No.
So talk to me as to what Ntsiki's like when she's in love. Are you an all-in
generally,
girl?
I'll speak generally. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yes, generally.
Generally, when I'm in love. No, I'm such a lover. I'm such a lover and I'm a clown. I'm a typical girl.
So you're yourself, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a clown. As
no, isn't like you like being funny and self-deprecating. Yes.
Yes, no. I'm loud at loving and nyatefa and I want attention and which I, yeah, it's, I'm fine at the moment.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I just want the cameras to note how she just beamed up there. Huh? Semarindi.
Whatever, guys.
So what has love right now in this phase taught you about Ntsiki? Because I do believe that, you know, people come into your life to teach you things about yourself, or at least to illuminate things and parts of yourself.
Okay. This round of love is teaching me that I'm more than worthy of love and affection, and that I can... expose my vulnerability.
Sure.
And that my past traumas are seen and understood, and I'm getting a hug. It's teaching me that I can be fully me and it's okay. So it's just teaching me that I'm fine and everybody else is crazy and I'm fine.
You're welcome for me balancing you all. Okay, so I'm going to hand over, you know, our tradition here at Midday Joy, which is to end off the show with the love song.
Yes.
So you tell us what your love song is and also why you selected this particular song.
Okay, so I selected it for obvious reasons.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't mean to be showing off or anything. Because
why not?
Not everybody has the opportunity to just join.
That would be me.
No. So I'm here to just represent everybody who was previously lonely.
Hey!
Yeah, well, to say
it
no.
Gets better.
Begezela. Umtaku, yes.
I will take that note. Thank you.
Oh my God, guys. My psycho will really think I like him. Please, let's stop.
I mean, okay, talk to me about your love song.
My love song. Sing ya chula, chula, chula.
Uti kuya chula. It's Demtura featuring Sinom Solo and the musical chef Jola. It's your love song to you, Midday Joyous.
We are Jola,
but now.
Guys.
We are Jola,
guys. Condolences, the ones among our Jolie. Please, guys. Excuse me, show me some respect.
Excuse me.
I am Mrs. Mo.
Come on, Mrs. Mo.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's your love song to you, Midday Joyers. Love looks good on you, okay?
Thank you very much.
It looks good on you. So, final question before, you know, we wrap up.
Yes, Andy.
What brings Ntsiki Mazwai joy?
I love black women and what they stand for. So every time girls, black girls are rocking like you saw, then I'm just like, yeah, check out the black girls, you know. So that brings me a lot of joy. Oh, and I've got a new song coming out.
Yes.
I'm featured on a song by Own Chain. It's called Double Prayer, and it's a love song, guys.
Okay.
So we can continue with
Chola
the theme
for real, hey?
Of love, okay, for the year. Everybody's in love. Everybody's just in love.
I'm taking you all this love. Energy and channeling it.
You get love. Everybody gets love.
I receive it. Okay. Ntsiki Mazwai, thank you so much for coming through to Midday Joy. Your
thank
presence
you so
and
much.
Your energy
thank
is
you
just
so,
so palpable. And thank you for just allowing yourself to just be.
Thank you. It's because I'm and I like human. Hey.
Oh, stop
I think
man.
I like human. Hey,
Ntsiki.
Hey, oh, my Mlungu friend, Andy.
Okay, you need to stop. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm switching off my mic. Listen, we'll catch up again tomorrow at Midday Joy 12 to 3. It's a Friday, so we're doing all the most, okay? Have yourself a wonderful one. Thank you so much to Ntsiki Mazwai. Midday Joy.